Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina leaves Dhaka after resigning amid unrest in country. Interim government will be formed, announces Army Chief. Air India cancels its flights to and from Dhaka with immediate effect. BSF says situation on Indo-Bangladesh border is normal and being closely monitored. President Draupadi Murmu to hold bilateral meetings with her Fiji counterpart William Katonivere tomorrow during her two-day official visit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says abrogation of Article 370 leads to a path of progress and prosperity in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. And at Paris Olympics, Indian table tennis women team advances to quarterfinals. Shuttler Lakshya Sen misses bronze. And now the news in detail. As violence gripped Bangladesh amid ongoing student protests, several reports indicated today that Sheikh Hasina has resigned as the country's prime minister and left the country in a military helicopter. Army Chief General Waqar-uz-Zaman today announced that an interim government will be formed to run the country. Bangladeshi media reported that PM Hasina left for a safer place after hundreds of protesters stormed Gan Bhavan, the official residence of the prime minister in Dhaka. In a televised address to the nation, Bangladesh Army Chief General Waqar-uz-Zaman urged the countrymen to remain patient and maintain peace. Around 100 people were killed and over 1,000 injured in the clashes that took place between the police and protesters on Sunday. More from our correspondent.
The students had been protesting against a 30% reservation in government jobs for relatives of freedom fighters who wrested independence for Bangladesh from Pakistan in a bloody civil war in 1971. Protesters argue that this system is discriminatory and favors supporters of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's Awami League Party. They advocate for a merit-based system to replace the existing quota. The quota system established in 1972 and briefly abolished in 2018. The protest began last month following a High Court order to restore 30% job quotas for descendants of freedom fighters. After the Supreme Court slashed the reservation to 5% on 21st of last month, student leaders put the protest on hold, but the demonstration flared up because the students said the government ignored their call to release all their leaders, making the resignation of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina their primary demand. Naval Singh Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
Air India has cancelled the scheduled operation of its flights to and from Dhaka with immediate effect. In a statement, Air India said it is continuously monitoring the situation and is extending support to passengers with confirmed bookings for travel to and from Dhaka with a one-time waiver on rescheduling and cancellation charges. Passengers can call Air India's 24/7 contact centre at 011-6932-9333. And 011-6932-9999 for more information. In view of the emerging situation in Bangladesh, Border Security Force or BSF today said situation on Indo-Bangladesh border is normal as of now. Official sources in BSF said the Director General of BSF is already present in the Eastern Command. Sources said the situation on the Indo-Bangladesh border is closely being monitored to deal with any unforeseen condition and troops are alert about the recent developments. President Draupadi Murmu will arrive in Suva, the capital city of Fiji, tomorrow and take part in official engagements. She will hold bilateral meetings with President of Fiji and address the Fijian Parliament. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Upon her arrival in Suva, President Draupadi Murmu will be accorded the ceremonial guard of honour by the Fijian military force. She will also be accorded the traditional ceremony of welcome at the Grand Pacific Hotel. The President will hold a bilateral meeting with President of Fiji, His Excellency William Katonivere, and later address the Fijian Parliament at 11 a.m. tomorrow. In the afternoon, President Murmu will hold a bilateral meeting with Prime Minister of Fiji, Sitiveni Rabuka, and will be presented the formal handing over of the project documents of the 100-bed super speciality hospital in Fiji and High Commission of India Chancery and Cultural Centre complex in Suva. In the evening, President Murmu will hold a community reception with Indian diaspora and later garland the bust of Mahatma Gandhi at the Mahatma Gandhi High School in Suva. Sri Sai for Akashwani News from Fiji.
The Cabinet Committee on Security, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, today met in New Delhi and took stock of the situation in Bangladesh. The meeting was attended by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government will keep working for the people of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh and fulfill their aspirations in the coming times. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, today, on 5th of August, the Parliament had decided to abrogate Articles 370 and 35A, which was a watershed moment in the nation's history. He said it was the start of a new era of progress and prosperity in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. The Prime Minister said the Constitution of India was implemented in these places in letter and spirit, in line with the vision of the great men and women who made the Constitution. He said with the abrogation, security, dignity and opportunity for women, youth, backward, tribal and marginalized communities came who were deprived of the fruits of development. Mr. Modi said, at the same time, it has ensured that corruption, which plagued Jammu and Kashmir for decades, has been kept at bay. BJP President JP Nadda today said that Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh has witnessed transformational growth and progress since the abrogation of Articles 370 and 35A. He said that 5 years ago, the government under the decisive leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi took the bold step to mainstream Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh by abrogating the articles. Mr. Nadda added that prior to this historic decision, these articles kept the people of the region deprived of progress and development. He said that these articles acted as stumbling blocks on the path to a comprehensive growth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed joy that India's electronic exports are now among the top three exports in the country, citing a social media post by Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw. Mr. Modi said, India's prowess in electronics is powered by the country's innovative Yuva Shakti. He said, India remains committed to continuing this momentum in the times to come. India will host its first multinational air exercise, Tarang Shakti 2024, from tomorrow in Solur, Tamil Nadu. In the exercise, nearly 30 countries will participate, and out of these 30, 10 countries will join the exercise with their fighter aircraft. The exercise is being conducted in two phases, which aims to showcase India's defense prowess and provide a platform for participating militaries to foster interoperability. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Vice Chief of the Air Staff, Air Marshal A.P. Singh, informed that the first phase is to be held in Solur, Tamil Nadu from tomorrow till the 14th of August and the second phase in Jodhpur, Rajasthan from 29th August to 14th September. He added that 10 countries including Australia, Bangladesh, France, Germany, Greece, Spain, UAE, United Kingdom, USA and Singapore will join the exercise with their aircraft and 18 countries will attend as observers. He said India will showcase its indigenous made fighter aircraft and equipment. India's fighter aircraft including Tejas, Rafale, Mirage 2000, Jaguar, MiG-29 aircraft and more will take part in the exercise. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over West Rajasthan and very heavy rainfall over Gujarat and Maharashtra today. It has also predicted heavy rainfalls over northwest and East India during next 3 to 4 days. IMD said very heavy rainfall is also likely over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand during the next 2 days. The weather office has also forecast heavy rainfall over Jammu, Kashmir, East Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, Punjab and Tamil Nadu. The search for missing individuals from recent cloudburst incidents in Shimla, Mandi and Kullu districts of Himachal Pradesh continued for the fifth day today. Around 40 people are still missing, while 15 bodies have been recovered so far. A report.
On the fifth day of the search operation in the Samej area of Shimla district, the bodies of a young woman and a man were recovered near Sunni Dam in Dogri. Shimla Deputy Commissioner Anupam Kashyap stated that DNA samples of the families of the 36 missing people from the Samej tragedy have been collected. He mentioned that the five bodies have been recovered from the 85-kilometer search area so far. It has been decided to conduct DNA matching for all recovered bodies. Additionally, 15 local residents have been safely rescued from Malana in Kullu district. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations continued for the fifth day in the disaster-affected areas of Kedar Ghati, including Kedarnath Dham, located in the Rudraprayag district of the state. So far, more than 10,000 people have been rescued safely. As soon as the weather cleared this morning, people were airlifted by the Army's Mi-17 and Chinook helicopters. The airlifted devotees and local people were landed at Char Dham helipad and Gochar. At the same time, the help of drones and army sniffer dogs is being taken to search for the missing people. However, no person was confirmed to be found in the search operation conducted from Lincholi to the Rambada area. NDRF Commandant Sudesh Kumar said the relief and rescue operation going on in Kedar Ghati is likely to be completed by tomorrow.
ऑपरेशन का जो है पांचवा दिन है और पूरा सिविल प्रशासन भारत सरकार एनडीआरएफ एयरफोर्स एसडीआरएफ सभी एजेंसियां जो है विभिन्न प्रकार के ऑपरेशंस में लगी हुई हैं कई तरह के ऑपरेशन एक साथ में चले हुए हैं यात्रियों को निकालना सिविल वर्कर्स को निकालना उसके साथ साथ एनडीआरएफ के कर्मी जो है सर्च एंड रेस्क्यू का ऑपरेशन भी चलाए हुए हैं.
In the landslide hit Wayanad in Kerala, search operations yielded two more bodies from the Churalmala area today. We have more from our Kochi correspondent.
In the midst of an overwhelming sense of grief and loss, Wayanad bid a tearful adieu to someone probably known to the local people but remained unidentified. The mortal remains of 31 victims and 158 body parts, which remained unidentified for the past 1 week, were interred at the burial site at Puttumala this evening. Intermittent rains in the region is hampering the burial process. Over 6,000 persons are staying in various relief camps in Wayanad district. With Aaron Vincent in Wayanad, Rajmohan, Akashwani News, Kochi.
On to sports. At Paris Olympics and table tennis team event, Indian women including Manika Batra, Srija Kula and Archana Kamath beat the Romanian team by 3-2 in the pre-quarterfinal match. With this win, they have qualified for the quarterfinals. In badminton, Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen missed out a historic Olympic medal as he lost to Malaysia's Lee Ji Jia in the bronze medal match. In wrestling, Nisha Dahia lost to Park Seol Gom of North Korea in the 68 kg freestyle quarterfinal. Indian shooters Anantjeet Singh Naruka and Maheshwari Chauhan lost to China in the bronze medal playoff in skeet mixed team event. In athletics, India will be represented by two athletes, Kiran Pahal, who will compete in the women's 400 meter round 1, and Asian Games gold medalist Avinash Sable, who will strive to qualify for the 3000 meters steeplechase final later in the day. In sailing, Vishnu Sarvanan will continue his campaign in the men's and Netra Kumanan will compete in women's dinghy events. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya and Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia today jointly released the commemorative postage stamps celebrating the 33rd Olympics Paris 2024 in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering, Dr. Mandaviya said the release of postage stamps reflects India's commitment to sports, serving as a symbol of national pride and encouragement for athletes. Speaking on the occasion, Jyotiraditya Scindia said the release of a postage stamp on the 33rd Olympics in Paris is a tribute to India's historic sports legacy. Indian benchmark indices today shed more than 2.5% in the broader market at the BSE. Mid-cap index shed 3.5% and small-cap index fell 4%. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina leaves Dhaka after resigning amid unrest in country. Interim government will be formed, announces Army Chief. Cabinet Committee on Security chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi meets in New Delhi to take stock of situation in Bangladesh. Air India cancels its flights to and from Dhaka with immediate effect. BSF says situation on Indo-Bangladesh border is normal and being closely monitored. President Draupadi Murmu to hold bilateral meetings with her Fiji counterpart William Katonivere tomorrow during her two-day official visit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says abrogation of Article 370 leads to a path of progress and prosperity in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.